And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup, Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3. We're going to have a great time talking fishing here on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellowtail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month, the best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandAero.com. It's unique.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip, but the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaport Sport Fishing, and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, we have a great guy in the studio. We don't get to corner him often. We usually get his second guy, but we got the main guy here, and that is Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3. Good morning to you, Andy.
Hey, good morning.
Great to you, Andy. great to have you in the studio. You've been full speed boat work, showing us some of the new innovations you've put on the Red Rooster 3. How's it going?
It's going good. You know, it's coming to kind of an end here. We're actually a little ahead of schedule, which is different than the last 15 years. But hopefully things continue to go well. We've spent a lot of time doing cosmetics this year. We've redone the staterooms in the aft part of the boat, which is really a big undertaking. You know, you think, oh, they're small rooms. It's not that big of a deal. But when you got 10 of them, it turns into a different deal. So, you know, and you're always waiting on, you know, subs and this and that. You know, right now we're waiting for the finals to finish up on everything down there. And, boy, we did a lot of paint work this year. And I was just showing the guys the new rod holders that we put on the side of the house, which, you know, there's a few less rod holders, but it's you get less is more in this case because the reels are spread out a little bit. So that high-end gear that everybody has now, we just got tired of watching it go sliding down the side of the boat. So we figured something out there that'll work a little bit better and be a little more convenient for guys with the big reels and the summertime gear. But, you know, a lot of the big, heavy reels would fall out of there and slide down the side of the boat. I'm sure everybody's been through that.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the cool things you did, which was a lot of work, was getting them up off the deck, getting the butts off the deck, which is huge, right?
Yeah, you know, it's a give and take because there's always a sacrifice. We did lose 2 inches on height.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only drawback. So now putting an 8-foot rod in there really won't work. But, you know, last year we put 50 rocket launchers up top on the upper deck, and we'll probably put a few more spots up there for 8-foot plus rods so that guys can put their long rods up there. Because, you know, before, like on all the long range boats, they all have like a little overhang on them. So you got to kind of put your rods in cattywampus up the side. And, you know, we're trying to do something about that. But, you know, it is what it is. You just got to try and modify the best you can so that it works out best for everybody. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. You know, it's always changing things. But I think this will be a nice addition for people, and it'll be a little more comfortable.
Pretty cool, too. You said you researched a specific type of clip that was a little more heavy-duty than before, so the holds the rod a little better, and they're, you know, they're into place a little better. It's just so you don't have that, like you say, guy walking by, a little rough weather, a little stumble. Next thing you know, there's 3 or 4 rods scratched up laying on the deck. And,
and you nailed it.
I mean, there's $1,000 going sliding down the non-skid sometimes.
Yeah, the gear's so expensive now, you just hate to see it go smashing down the side of the boat. So, yeah, the little rod holders, you know, like anything, you know, the quality of rubber was better 15 years ago. It's like that with everything. So we found one that's a little more rigid. It's a little harder to get the rod into the clip, but they don't come out as easily. So, you know, once again, you know, there's always a sacrifice.
Little innovations of one of thousands on the Red Rooster 3.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just like
but you're right,
makes a difference.
No, the little things are big things for sure, man. It's amenities, and it does make a big difference for
Things are simpler today, but more complex other ways, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So exactly. Tell us about the Red Rooster 3. You guys are getting ready to go fishing, a long trip, right?
Yeah, it sounds like, the guys that are down there are on their way back up, the last run of boats, and we're going to leave. We don't leave till the end of May. And like I said, it looks like we're going to be probably closing this thing up a week early as far as maintenance goes. And then we leave on the 28th for the June heat trip. So the annual June heat, you know, and then we get back from that, and then it starts that string of 8 days, that spring 8-day trips. Then we go into some 4s, 5s, you know, in our traditional season. We really haven't made a lot of adjustments to our schedule. You know, some of the guys switched to straight 7 days and 8 days throughout the summer, and you know, we've pretty much kept it the same. So, you know, those of you that have ridden the boat in the past, you can expect the same type of schedule when you go to look and book for a trip that you've been on before, a trip that you're looking to do for either this year or next year. So, and we have scattered spots, you know, I mean, the industry is doing really well, and that's fantastic. A lot of the guys don't have spots, but we have an occasional spot throughout the year, you know, where you lose one guy here or lose two guys here due to health or due to a messed up schedule, you know, on their part. And then, So we might be able to accommodate you if you want to go fishing this summer, but you got to look us up.
Well, you even have a spot that opened up on the June heat trip, which is always sold out.
Yeah, no, that's been a very popular trip. And like, you know, it's so typical, you know, a couple weeks before the trip, somebody, oh, well, this happened or this happened, and they bail out. And you know, he's a loyal customer, so we do what we can to accommodate him so that he can be out with us next year.
Sure, absolutely. So,
but a good opportunity on a trip that, you know, normally you can't get on. June heat's a very popular trip, so cool time with good quality fish biting right now.
Yeah, it is, you know, and ever since Accurate took that trip over, it's really been popular. You know, they run such a good show on those charters with all the gear and the daily jackpots, you know, and some of the guys come out and they get a chance, you know, you get a big fish that day, and not only do you get the excitement and the big fish, but you also get an opportunity to win an Accurate reel that day, you know.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It is exciting.
Yeah. Now, is Jack going on that one?
No, Leo's going to do that one. Yeah, Jack does the one in November. Jack won't do a ride home.
Oh, this is a ride.
Yeah,
ride home.
Yeah. It's like religion. He will not ride the boat.
Well, he's got to spend his time in Cabo, right?
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, once the boat docks in Cabo, doesn't mean the trip's over.
No. Heck no. There's more fun to be had right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have a cocktail or two right there. So tell us about the Red Rooster 3 that other people that I can't believe that nobody would know about it, but there may be some people out there that don't know about the Red Rooster 3 and what the boat is.
Well, it's a Bill Poole built boat, and it's like a sister ship to many of the other boats down there in a sense, you know, not exactly, but same type of layout. And we carry up to 31 people in the summertime. We do trips anywhere from 3 to 16 days. The 3 to 10-day trips are primarily anywhere from June until December, and then after December in our winter season, it's strictly 15, 16-day trips. But we got 16 staterooms. On some of the trips, you're actually able to be considered to get a single stateroom in some of the rooms there for some of the people on some of the longer trips, you know. But it's a really nice, comfortable boat. We've done a lot of work on the boat, as all the guys in the fleet have, you know, the long-range boats. You know, in your own favorite boat, you go out and you see how much work is done and safety and just the amenities and the luxury of them and the food. You know, so much money's put into food. And I've got the same crew that I've had for a long time, and that's a big deal. You come out on these boats, and it's not a seasonal crew, you know. You'd see the same guy that you saw 10 years ago out on the boat. So between the crew and the food and the amenities and just the pure comfort, and not to mention the skill and the fish finding, you know, that we all have on these long-range boats with the code groups and the distances that we can travel, you got a lot of opportunities, you know.
How far can you travel?
Well, we do like to put a limit on that. The furthest destination that we do is the Hurricane Bank. We have done trips down to Clipperton Island, which is considerably further, but it doesn't seem to be real popular in this day and age. I'm sure there will be another run where it will be popular. A couple of boats, I think the Royal Polaris and the Royal Star still do a trip down there, maybe every other year or something. You know, there's still a chance to go down there. But our furthest destination is Hurricane Bank, and that's almost 1,000 miles away.
Yeah. You know, so how much fuel does the Red Rooster 3 carry?
We'll call it 12,000 gallons.
12,000 gallons.
Oh, my God.
We'll call it 12,000.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of fuel.
Yeah, and, you know.
So on a trip to Hurricane Bank, 15-day trip, how much fuel would you bring?
You know, surprisingly, it's about 6,500 gallons.
Okay.
You know, if things are right, you know. I mean, obviously, if you got to go into the island and back out to the bank and run all over the place, it's a little bit more. But and also going from the bank into Cabo San Lucas and then home, it's a little bit more. But I would say roughly, you know, 6,500 gallons. You figure about 500 a day in a 24-hour day, and that kind of averages
everything
out.
That's pretty amazing. So you have a lot of reserve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you want to make sure you got a lot.
You're not going to run out of fuel.
No, you don't want to run out. That's not good.
That's not an option.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as running out in an airplane, but it's not great.
It's not great.
No.
And you carry a lot of bait, too.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we carry a lot of bait.
The boat doesn't mess around.
Yeah.
So, and you have RSW fish holds. And...
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I got a guy coming down. He's going to put bin boards in all the wells. And basically, it just kind of partitions the wells so that the fish don't move around so much. Because, I mean,
they're banged up.
Yeah, when this RSW thing came out years ago, you know, we'd slide them in. And some of the boats are able to not have bin boards, and they don't have as much movement. But just different boats ride different. So it looks like we're going to have to put some in, though, because they start moving around in there, and then they get all roughed up, and their fins get tweaked. So we're going to try and... You know, make some adjustments here so that they don't get roughed up so bad.
Nice.
Not that it really does anything to the meat per se, but I mean it does get unsightly sometimes.
Yeah.
You're like,
the
oh,
visual
boy.
Appeal.
Yeah.
Is
you're like,
down.
Oh boy.
Especially on like when you put a bunch of smaller tuna in there or something like that. Or,
yeah. If they're sloshing around, and you know we haven't done a lot of. Well, the albacore thing, but that's a soft fish. We start catching those again. We're going to make sure we want to keep them from moving around because they're soft, you know. They'd probably get banged up a little bit.
So what do you think? Are we going to catch albacore this year?
I don't know. why did I mention that?
Yeah, albacore,
why did I even bring that word up?
You knew that next question was coming too, as soon as the words left your mouth.
Yeah.
Man, but what a potential season we're going to have
no
here,
doubt.
Huh?
Guy's getting that bluefin, the yellowtail around. It's just conditions, you know. Hopefully it's good again this year, and everyone will see. You know, it's really cool to see it, just the port, you know. When we had those couple, three tough years, you know, it's just kind of bleak in Point Loma and over in Seaforth. You know, there's not a lot of little private boats and stuff going in. Well, plus the fuel cost was astronomical then, too. But it's just nice to see all the business and people excited, you know, all the clubs are thriving, you know, it's really cool to see. And you kind of take it for granted when it is thriving, you know, it's like, well, but wait until, you know, I mean, God forbid, but, you know, fuel price goes up, fishing gets marginal, and then people just lose interest, you know.
You always say that, like, if you walk down the big three landings in the summertime when the fish are biting, it's like it's a palpable feel. It's an electric feeling.
Oh,
like
it
the
is.
Place is just buzzing. Everybody's so pumped. Every boat's backing in from overnight trips with, you know, hundreds of people getting off all stoked, and the next round is coming aboard. It's just such a rad electric feeling down there.
It really is. It is. You know, I see people on the dock going in there waiting to go on a boat, you know, and it's still daylight, you know, 7 o'clock in the evening, and they're so excited because, you know, if you haven't gone out on these sport boats out of San Diego or anywhere up and down the coast, but out of San Diego, it's so exciting. Yeah. You know, it really is. People are just lathered up, man. You get up on the boat, getting rigged up, you know, have a couple beers, and then the next morning. I mean, most people don't sleep.
Yeah.
You know, they're so wound up, you know, it's like an 8-year-old going to Disneyland.
Sure,
you know,
totally.
Get so wound up. And, you know, I mean, it is fishing, but, you know, I'd have to say that our fleet has a pretty good reputation for producing, you know.
Pretty
amazing. It really is.
And the quality of the operations just keeps getting better and better and better.
No, absolutely. Yeah. You know? Just that consistency to be able to go out and stand a good chance of catching fish is really, it's kind of mind-blowing, you know, but the guys are really good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3.
You're not kidding, man. Going to be an awesome show. So much good information coming up. Good catch reports, all kinds of stuff. You stay tuned. We're going to have an absolutely great one. And, man, do we have a lot of fun in store. If you want to join us this morning, we would love to hear from you. That's how Let's Talk Hookup works, is with your phone calls and your participation. And we can't wait. There's two ways you can call us if you want to reach us this morning. First is with our local number, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking to Captain Andy from the Red Rooster 3 all morning, we're also giving away a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a six-pack of live deception lures courtesy of our good friends at Ahi USA, plus a complete AFCO performance clothing package. It's a really cool package from AFCO that includes a pair of performance shorts and a performance shirt. So a very, very cool prize pack today at the end of the show today. And again, if you want to get your chance, talk to Andy. Have your chance of winning those great Ahi jigs or that AFCO clothing. 858 area code 457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's talk hookup on the mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. By now, some of you have already been out fishing with me or even on board as new clients. For others out there who couldn't make it during the recent offshore fishing season, now's a great time to see how we can help you. Business owners with 401ks or qualified retirement plans, you know things could be better, and why don't we sit down and see how we can make it better? Business owners that are out there that don't have a plan, I'll walk you through the steps and create the plan that's right for you and your employees. For others that have retirement plans with former employers or personal IRAs, let's put them to work where you know how much risk you're exposed to and what kind of expenses you're being charged. Now's the time to put more focus on the long-term funding of your fishing lifestyle.
Rick and I had some great times together out on the water this season, and I know you're going to enjoy meeting him. Managing your investment accounts should be simple and efficient. Give Rick a call at 949-481-1807 or find him on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com. Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The fly fishing season at Katmai Lodge, Alaska is upon us. Throughout the entire season, you can catch up to 5 types of Pacific salmon, as well as gigantic rainbow trout. Katmai Lodge is announcing some amazing special discounts for the Let's Talk Hookup audience. 7-night trips from June 25th through July 2nd are available for only $4,850. Katmai Lodge also has spaces available from July 23rd through July 30th, with a 12% discount to Fish for King and Chums, priced at only $5,150. August 27th through September 3rd, fishing for silvers at only $4,850 for an all-inclusive 7-night stay. Check out their website at katmai.com or call at 1-800-330-0326. That's 1-800-330-0326. Don't forget to mention the Pete Gray Let's Talk Hookup special when you book your fly fishing trip of a lifetime at Katmai Lodge, Alaska.
For East Cape fishing, Gen Ren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, 2 live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Indeed, let's go fishing. If you want to join us and talk fishing, here's your chance. 858-457-1090. Open right now. One line open at 877-792-1090. You have a chance to talk to Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3. win that AFCO clothing package and the Live Deception jigs. That's a nice package.
You're not kidding, man.
Courtesy
That's
of,
sweet.
AHI USA and AFCO, our good friends at AFCO, no doubt about it. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are getting packed up again. The only line open if you want to get through right now is our local line, 858-457-1090. Let's talk to Dan, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Dan. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I would love to step it up to a 3 or 4 day trip. I've never done one that long. But I don't have a 60-pound rig. I've got a 25 and a 40. Do you guys have rental?
Yeah, funny you mentioned that. We just redid all of our rental packages, and our base package is we combine Okumas with Accurates. And the base package is three rods. It's a 30-pound test outfit, a 40, and a 50. And then we can also rent you an additional Accurate. And the Accurate, the 50-pound test Accurate reel is the Fury. And then we have additional Fury or additional Boss, like a 600 series Boss. And that's, that's a great reel for 50 or 60 pound, even if you're using heavier gear. But the tackle that we have is all state of the art. It's really nice gear. So if you want to do that, you can get a price on that and come down, and we'll have that available. I think I've got 15 outfits, 15
wow.
separate, nice. 15 separate packages.
Wow.
In the office.
Whole package then.
Yeah. So you'd get the whole package. It'd be same price.
And it's pretty reasonable.
It is reasonable. Yeah. We want to have it so that you guys have comfortable gear. Last year was our first year with the new gear. And, people come in and they go, boy, that was such a delight.
That's
just to have nice gear that you can use. And it makes it so much easier to catch the fish or even try for the fish. They just work better.
I'm looking at your schedule right now. Trip 5, a 4 day, has a spot left because you don't have very many spots left on 3 and 4 day trips on the Red Rooster.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
Is that the Phoenix one?
That's the, it looks like the Glenn's Alignment Service.
Oh, yeah, no, we had a spot open up. Somebody canceled yesterday.
So yesterday.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's how fast things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll check that out.
Yeah, definitely, because here's the deal. On the better quality boats like the Red Rooster 3, it's hard to find a short trip, number one,
yet a
spot open on a short trip. Is almost impossible.
It is. The 3 day trips are such a commodity on those boats because we don't do a lot of them. None of the boats
do. Where
do
you go on the 3 day?
3 days is generally a 2 day offshore trip. It could be anywhere from 60 miles to 120 miles.
But if you go on a 4 day, you add a day, it adds a lot of options.
Well, a 4 day can even bring you down to Bonitas Island if that's a destination that we're doing.
Versus you can't do that on a 3 day, right?
No, you cannot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So consider that 4 day, because it's to me that 4 day kind of thing is just gives you more options.
It does.
And
it's
only an extra day.
Yeah, and if you get on the beginning of a little weather deal, where it's choppy, you might spend choppy weather. You might spend a day at an island, and then the last day would be nice weather. So it just one extra day can really make a big difference.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. The phones are packed. You better jump on it.
Brian and Dana Point, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Brian?
Well, I wanted to ask Andy about an 8 day trip. It would be the best time of year, but I know it's filling up. It could be best to try and book one.
You're asking about an 8 day trip, and what's the best time of the year on an 8 day?
Well, there's two different. There's the spring 8 day trips, which start as early as late May, but basically June into July, and those trips, you got a chance to catch bluefin, yellowtail, a very slight chance depending on the year, but last year we caught some wahoo at Alejos Rocks. Early in the season, and then that's kind of what that's bluefin, and when there's an albacore around, it's bluefin, albacore, yellowtail in the spring, like I said, with a slight chance of wahoo. But the fall trips, where you do 8 day trips in September, October, are more variety. You got dorado, yellowfin, more chances at wahoo.
Those variety trips are a blast.
Yellowtail as well. Yeah, it's just a little different trip. So it depends on what you're going for. You know, the spring trips, I mean, we've had trips where we've spent, you know, a couple, 3 days fishing bluefin on those, whereas you're not going to spend or have many chances at bluefin in September or October, you know, as far as, you know, from the history of things. You never know, but, I mean, as far as history goes. So they're just a little different trip, so it depends on what you're going for.
This year has already been a pretty good score on the Wahoo down on the ridge, from what I understand. One of the boats had already caught a bunch of Wahoo, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I know. I talked to Mike, and he said he was down on the potato bank, and he had the ball of Wahoo there.
Yeah.
Down on the potato
That's
bank.
It's early, right?
Yeah.
It was like late April.
Yeah, so that was, that was pretty interesting. Yeah. Pretty cool.
And
so.
Certainly with the good sign of tuna already around, I mean, it's got to bode well for all those June and, you know, late May, June trips. I mean, just knowing that fish is around already is going to give you plenty of targets.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, with where it is now, I mean, a guy leaves on an 8-day trip, he might be rigging up that day for afternoon. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, that was kind of the format last year.
Yeah.
You know, you get rigged up at the receivers to go start fishing in 2 hours.
Yeah,
you know?
Spots a bluefin 10 miles off the coast.
Yeah, and the year before, I mean, we'd go out and fish the yellowfin in the evening, even last year. But, you know, by sundown, you might have 100 yellowfin. You know, I mean, it was crazy.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. Talk about getting started early. It was like,
we're
going to
have a repeat this year?
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. We'll take it, right?
We'll see, yeah.
I'm in.
It would be good. Hey, good luck on the trip. You know, the bottom line, I guess, is what he's trying to say is you pick your day, what works for your schedule, and it's pretty hard to miss on an 8-day because you get a lot of fishing time. Again, the advantage of having a long-range trip is the more days you can commit to, the better your opportunity to catch more and different fish and go to different places.
With these boats, as professional and as good at finding fish as they are and how well they all work together and the virtually unlimited supply of live bait, I mean, there's not a bad time to go. I mean, there isn't. You know, they book the length of the trips around the right time to be there. So, you know, we rest assured that you could draw any case for an 8-day in June being better than one in October, and you can draw a case for a September one being better than July. It's just, man, you'd pick your time when it's convenient, and you know you're going to have a blast.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Andy, I have a question for you. What do you say to the guy? You probably hear this a lot. Man, I've done a day and a half, or I've done a 1-day, or I've done 3/4 day, and I don't know whether I'm ready for a 4-day or a 5-day or an 8-day. What do you say?
Well, you know, I understand people get intimidated a little bit, but, you know, it's just such a different arena because you go on a little bit longer trip, even a 3-day as compared to a 1-day trip. You know, you go out, you know, a 1-day trip or a day and a half trip, you know, you're there to, your expectations, you know, you're going to get yours, you know, so everyone's a little more manic, you know, hey, I'm going to get in there and I'm going to get mine. On a 4-day trip, you know, a lot of times after a day and a half of fishing, guys have really mellowed out. You know, maybe a guy's already caught more than he wants. He's backed off. Just the tempo's a lot more mellow, I guess you would say, you know, especially by the end of the trip. A 5-day trip, you know, depending on destination, you know, you fish offshore one day and then you fish an island for a day or two. And, you know, to be honest with you, after 3 days, you know, guys have caught what they want to catch, and it's very mellow. You get a real nice tempo on the boat. So,
would you encourage a novice angler to come out on a 4 or 5-day trip?
Absolutely.
Learn a lot, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You learn a lot. And like I said, it's relaxed. You know, people aren't at each other trying to get fish.
It's a vacation.
It is. It really is.
If you're a newcomer to it, especially on a boat like the Red Rooster 3, I mean, Andy, you almost glossed over it before, but you're right. It's such a big deal. I mean, the crew you've had has been with you for years. It's such a well-oiled machine that you're a guy that's maybe lesser experience or you hook a big fish. There's literally a crew member at your side from you coming tight until there's a gaff in the thing, coaching you through it, put your hand here, move, you know, put this rod on the rail. I mean, there's somebody that's got your back the entire time.
Yeah, you know, I think a good way to make an example of that is, you know, we get couples that come out and a man and a wife, and a lot of times, you know, the man comes out and he's got to constantly, you know, put baits on for her, cast her out, get her situated, this and that, and he's spending most of his time, I mean, which is great and all, most of his time working with her, where when they come out on the boat, usually the crew, you know, they'll be like, hey, let me help you out. And then the guy can just be kind of on his own, doing his own thing, you know. So he gets to fish for himself, and then his wife's getting taken care of, getting baits casted out, even hook and hand scenario type things, until she gets the confidence.
Right.
And then she can do it. You know, people don't understand. A lot of this is just getting confidence on the boat. You know, you're intimidated. You don't know who these people are. Halfway through the trip, you've got your confidence. You feel comfortable with the people. All of a sudden, you're catching fish on your own, no problem, even if you've never done it.
And that's what the crew member's for, is to help
they get you started.
Confidence. Yeah.
They're not there to pull your fish in or catch your fish for you. They're just there to get you started, to get your confidence, kind of get you on a roll. And then let you go. And then you're on your own, and you're doing fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. I mean, how many times have we seen where, you know, the guy next to you is getting bit, the guy on the other side is getting bit, you're just not getting bit. You're just sitting there going, what's wrong with me? Crew member comes over and says, hey, let me make a little adjustment for you. Let me help you out. Let me get a cast out there for you. Here, try this. And then all of a sudden, the whole tide turns. And you're just on it.
How many times, have you seen
the guy take
the hook in hand and then just on it for the rest of the trip?
And next thing you know, he gets all big ones.
The icebreaker.
Yeah, for sure.
Totally.
All right, let's find out what's biting. Speaking of going traveling and going fishing.
You got it, bro. Well, it's time to find out what's going on with the cast, man. Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours is on the line with a report sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They have Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, don't forget East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check out danalanding.com.
And I went out to ECBT with Steve Pinard Thursday. Boy, is that an impressive store. I have never seen a freshwater tackle store like that.
Because there is
another
one, yeah.
Period.
How about the wall of swim baits?
The wall of swim baits. I was just going to say, the wall of swim baits is unbelievable. Have you been out there, Andy?
I have not.
It's crazy, man.
If you like the freshwater bass fish,
uh-huh.
This place is a must-go. It's unbelievable. And they have a huge staff. They have all the live bait you could possibly want. But that wall of swim baits, and then the whole wall, which is almost double that size, of all the different high-end crank baits and jerk baits and all that stuff. And they've got saltwater tackle, too.
San Diego's such, like, a high-pressured place to fish. And, like, being on the new thing, you know, I mean, these fish have seen everything over and over and over. And especially with, you know, San Vicente being closed, you know, that puts more people on small bodies of water. And they just see it, you know. And, and being on the new thing is the total difference in that arena of fishing. And that's what those guys specialize in. All that new, hard to find, can't get it, it's that those guys are just, they do it so good there.
They have swim baits that cost $450.
I know, it's
wow. Yeah. You believe that? Yeah. And they have ones that cost $20,
right.
or $10.
It's a cool spot.
Yeah, it's amazing.
They do a great
ECBT,
job.
If you're a freshwater bass angler and you have not been to East County Bait and Tackle, you're missing out.
No doubt.
Best freshwater tackle store I've ever seen in Southern California.
Pretty darn cool, for sure. Well, hey, let's find out what's going on. We got the cast man's online. Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro. Hey,
cast man.
Ricky, hey, Rick, we got to get out to that Easy Bait and Tackle for our Lake El Salto trip.
Oh, yeah.
Cover, man. We'll be loading up.
East County Bait and Tackle, ECBT, Cass.
I thought you said Easy.
No, ECBT, East County Bait and Tackle.
Okay, all right.
Come on.
What do you call it? Do you call it an acronym or something like that?
Yeah, it's something like that. Easy, EC, you know, it's close. Enough.
Whatever, just come out.
All right. On with the report.
What's up, Cass?
Our hot spot this past week has been Cancun. I'm telling you, the bite down there for the billfish really turned on this month, and they're right on schedule. They've had a mix of a few blue marlin, white marlin, and quite a few sailfish, along with kingfish and wahoo, and a variety of other fish that I've never heard of. But anyway, it's a fishing has been down, has been really, really good down there, and the weather has been perfect. I mean, just a great time to be in Cancun. Over in Zihuatanejo, Ixtapa area, here again, it's kind of slowed down a little bit on the billfish, just about a one per boat per day average. Inshore, they've been banging a few roosters, a few jacks, and a few sierras. And we get up to Cabo in the San Jose del Cabo area. It seems like it's that what I've been waiting for the last month is finally starting to happen. That spring bite is starting to turn on, especially up around the corner from Punta Gordo up to the Ayman, San Luis, Vino Rama area there. Pretty good wahoo bite this past week. Wahoo up to 42 pounds. That tuna that had been there all year round at the Ayman are still there. And not quite as aggressive as they were in past weeks, but they got some nice fish, 20, 25, up to 80 pounds. Most of them coming on the cut squid for bait, plus a few on the iron, either the butterflies or the 6X jigs have been working well there. Billfish there, it's starting to turn on, especially up in the Sea of Cortez. Those striped marlin have moved around Cabo up into the Sea of Cortez, so the East Cape is starting to get them now in pretty good numbers. And that'll come on, they even get stronger as we get into the end of May, excuse me. Anyway, so look for that to really start to happen. And I, like I said, this looks like things are finally starting to gel. And I think that we're going to see a really, really good bite in the next week to 2 weeks there, especially in that East Cape and the Cabo, San Jose del Cabo area.
It's anyway, starting to happen.
Yeah, awesome, Cass.
You're heading down pretty soon, aren't you, Pete?
Yeah, we have our Rancho Leonero tournament at the beginning of June. So I'm excited about that.
Well, you know, you always seem to plan those trips when the fish are biting.
Of course.
Yeah, you got that. They got that crystal ball there.
I learned from the cast man. You got to go when the fish are biting.
Exactly. Anyway, that's the report for this week. Anybody who wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, Christmas Island, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510. Or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Castman, great report as always. Appreciate you compiling so much great info, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Rick.
Thanks a lot, Cass. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. The phones are absolutely packed up. One single line open, 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
Hey, you know what? Next weekend, starting Thursday, is the big Newport Boat Show. It's celebrating 43 years as the premier yacht show in the West. And I'm telling you, it's the West's oldest bigger yacht show. But it's not all about bigger boats. You can see the big yachts there, but you can also see a lot of sport fishing boats, a lot of center consoles, all the way up to just a high-end to mid-range. They'll all be there at the Newport Boat Show starting next Thursday.
It's awesome. They have over 200 boats. It's a really, really cool thing. May 12th through the 15th at the Lido Marina Village. Rain or shine, Thursday, noon to 7. It's just a really cool event. Friday and Saturday, they open from 10 to 7, and then Sunday from 10 to 5 p.m. It's a really, really cool show.
Yeah, admission's only $15, and kids 12 and under are free. They have free off-site parking with a shuttle service, and I'm telling you what, if you're looking in the market for a boat, don't get it until you go to the Newport Boat Show. It's starting next Thursday with more than 200 boats and all kinds of, from everything from giant yachts to regular little sport fishers. You can find it at the Newport Boat Show. Check NewportBeachBoatShow.com. Purchase tickets online or more information, NewportBeachBoatShow.com. That's next Thursday, Newport Boat Show.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
XERPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, right.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yeah, indeed. I have Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3. Talking fishing here. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we jump into Lakeside, talk to Mark, who's calling us online. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup from Rickeyville.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
What's great up, Mark?
Hey, I just want to wish all the mothers out there happy Mother's Day for tomorrow. Two quick questions. You think the tuna is going to be as good as last year? And have you heard anything about San Vicente? What's the skinny on that?
The big question.
Yeah, well, the tuna fishing, I mean, one thing's for sure, no year is ever the same as the last. But everyone's anticipating another good year. It's a very good sign. That bluefin pushed up on the beach. I was just talking to Ricky about it. He caught a couple the other day. Nice fish. But I hear about it from all the local boats and the private boats, man. They're all getting a nice show on that fish anyway, and still that yellow down the beach too. The guys are catching that. So I mean, as far as early season goes, it already looks pretty good, so we'll see. I mean, conditions are good, but one thing's for sure, it's never the same as it was last year, and ironically this year won't be the same as next year either.
Yeah, tell us about your day on Thursday, Ricky. You caught some bluefin, some big bluefin.
Yeah, we had just a rad day. There's been such good fishing, you know, private boat and three-quarter day boat. I mean, you see how good, you know, Ryan Bosch and the San Diego's having those great scores. So we took the Parker out on Thursday with the intention of going to fish yellowtail down the beach first and then kind of poking offshore to try and catch bluefin after that. And we got, you know, down around the islands and our first turn school that was like a mile off of Pukie Point that we were certain was yellowtail. The fish didn't show, but it was very clear that there was birds on a school of fish, and we were certain it was yellowtail and slid in front of the birds and made a cast and came tight on a fish. Again, all 100% assuming yellowtail, and as soon as my line was stretching out, fish just ate the lure, like four or five of those 50-pounders came flipping out of the water, and we realized it probably wasn't yellow, and stoked, got
bluefin.
That. Yeah, bluefin tuna, got that one as a 57-pounder, and then from then on, like, the whole yellowtail game plan just went out the window. We got the fever and just chased spots of bluefin, I mean, literally all day long, you know. If you had a pair of gyros in your hand, there was never a point in time for 10 hours or however long we were fishing where you weren't running on something. Didn't mean you're running on a foamer, but spots of birds, small spots of fish, areas of fish, breaking fish, just turn piles, whatever. There was action literally all day long. Just a rad day. We hooked 8. We had 4. It was just a sick, awesome day. And
what was the hot stuff?
We were fishing surface irons and Colt snipers. I got that first one on one of those Z bars that we were talking about the other day, at 57-pounder on that, and another couple on surface irons, several on the Colt sniper. There's a couple times when you get on those meatballs, and that Thursday was one of the coolest skiff days I had in a while. New boat, everything's right, bunch of the good buddies, and just, you get on some of those meatballs, there's fin whales that are going through them and just giant foamers of fish that were up for 5 minutes at a time. It was just so sick, dude. I can't,
and it's,
just can't put it into words.
Check
it was an
awesome the calendar.
Day.
It's not even Mother's Day.
Right?
May 7th. Unbelievable. So, yeah, we've got some potential here, Captain Andy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no well, doubt about it.
That sounds like a great day.
That is a fun day.
That gets under your skin. It's like, that's all you can think about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just
like,
go,
I want to
yeah.
go do that
yeah.
again. It's like, that is the drug.
Yeah.
Sam Patella said a long time ago, man, you can't buy that stuff in the alley, man. That's what it's about, man.
That's so cool. Yeah. And what about San Vicente? Have you heard anything?
You know, I keep hearing the same thing. I keep hearing that, you know, that 2016 is the year that it's going to happen. Well, we're darn near halfway through that, and I haven't heard anything yet. So I don't.
Rumor I heard is that they're working, trying to get it open by summer.
Okay.
Because of the jet skis and the, you know, the family summer recreation.
Sure.
That's kind of the idea. Whether that's going to actually happen or not, I don't know. But I think that those guys at East County Bait and Tackle will be
that
much
be the
more
best
on
source,
top
for
of,
sure.
the, of the program than that.
It's really necessary for those guys because El Cap, which is the other bigger reservoir that's out there, which is, you know, where everybody goes because your main body water is closed, is just gotten so low that there's just... There's not room for people, you know. I got buddies that are the tournament bass guys.
Can't even launch a boat there, right?
Say, I think you still can, but I could be wrong. I mean, I'm not as up on it as I should be, but I think when they have big tournaments, they say that virtually every cove has a boat in it. You know, it's just it's pretty gnarly.
And
so,
they're filling San Vicente.
Yeah, so that'll be great once that opens up. I mean, obviously, no fishing pressure for however long it's been now, 5 or 6 years.
You think it'll be good?
Oh my God, dude, I can't wait. I cannot wait. It's been I used to fish a lot of freshwater bass, but my program was always the same. Like, from winter time till about when you could catch a yellowtail and a surface iron, that's when I would fish freshwater bass. That was always my program. Well, the last 3 years, we've had yellows all winter long.
Yeah.
And there's never been a time you couldn't go to La Jolla and try and plug one up. So my green bass fishing has not been around, but I guarantee you San Vicente open up is going to get me to dust my rods off for sure.
And there might be a boat or two on that one.
There might be a little bit. I think I have heard Ticketmaster is how it's going to go down.
Like, that's
what I've heard. You know, again, that's all the whole rumor mill, but
Control.
I think there'll be so many people that are trying to get there that it's just going to all go through Ticketmaster to limit the amount of people in and out kind of thing.
Very good idea. Yeah.
But
hey,
who knows? We'll keep you up to date
question.
As we hear, Mark.
Yeah, as soon as we know something, you turn into Let's Talk Hookup, we'll have the information. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090 open right now.
John in Fountain Valley, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andy and guys. How are you guys?
Great.
Listen, Andy,
great.
I got a question for you, but first I want to let you know that I used to charter your dad's boat, the Fish and Fool, back in the 70s, and you couldn't even see over the top rail.
That's right.
How long you've been doing this? I'm sure you remember, but that boat was, we chartered it 3 or 4 times a year for several years in the 70s and early 80s maybe, but that was just a great time, and I hope your dad's still doing well. I don't know. I haven't talked to him for several years, but what a nice guy. What a nice guy.
He's doing great. We were going to have lunch yesterday, but I was a little busy with a boat. I think we're going to get together this week. But,
say hello from John from Fountain Valley, and tell him his friend Don from he knows Don and John, so and Bob. Those are the three guys that we chartered the boat, and he'll remember, and just say hello to him for us, will you?
Yeah, I will.
And if I wanted to take the shortest trip and the right time of year to catch a wahoo, a time of year and the shortest trip I could do that, what would that be?
You know, last year we caught wahoo on, we caught wahoo on 6 day trips last year. But, you know, last year was a pretty special, special year. I mean, you caught them in the Coronado Islands,
yeah.
You know. So, I mean, traditionally, you know, fall, you know, I mean, for traditional, I mean, an 8 day trip in the fall is kind of where you target the wahoo. You know, you go out of your way to go to areas where they are, anywhere from September to December, really. But you know, last year there was, believe it or not, I mean, there was one period of time. I think it was a few days there where we fished Benitas Island last September, and there was probably in 4 or 5 days there was a couple hundred wahoo caught there by the fleet. I mean, it was insane.
Ridiculous,
man.
Yeah.
Not to mention there was just a field of that 25, 35-pound yellowfin. I mean, you want to talk about a week of spectacular fishing. That was unbelievable there, man, to catch wahoo and tuna at Benitas Island. Whoa. But, you know, last year was such an exception. It's hard to say. If you were just going to go by, you know, history, it would be an 8 day in the in the fall, probably late September till November.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, mark your calendar for our first San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote broadcast. It's going to be Saturday, June the 4th, coming up pretty quickly here. It's like 4 weeks away at Encinitas Ford. Our good buddy Mark Wheeler, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real. We're going to kick it off with Mark and your first chance to qualify for the big grand prize. Get this. It's a four-night fishing package at the world-famous Katmai Lodge in Bristol Bay, Alaska, including round-trip ticket to Anchorage on Alaska Airlines. And you know what? Alaska, being a great partner of ours, is now flying nonstops to great fishing destinations like Costa Rica, Hawaii, Puerto Vallarta. And you can sign up for their award-winning mileage program right on our website. Click on the Alaska Air banner on the front page of hookup1090.com. You go right there. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack. Very, very popular boat
charter
out of Dana Wharf, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. I know Steve is very generous in donating another trip on that really great Blackjack. And we have Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. And don't forget, whether you cast or not, you're going to have a chance to win all the great prizes, including that prize on to Katmai Lodge in Alaska on Alaska Airlines. So check the guest page at hookup1090.com for rules and details, and see you Saturday, June 4th at Encinitas Ford.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. We're going to talk to Dan, who's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Question for Andy. Remember back in the day, now that the technology of all the gear is so crazy good,
yeah,
the whole big fish getting spooled, attach a buoy, throw the rod over, attach a backup rod, done with?
Well, I mean, it kind of is. It's an obsolete thing because of the amount of spectra that even you can put on a smaller reel. But I wouldn't rule it out. You know, everybody still has backup rods on all the boats. They're all ready to go. Put backup rods. Not too many of the boats bring skiffs anymore. That's kind of a thing that's been phased out. We still bring a couple of skiffs on the boat, and I think the Excel does. But getting in the skiff and chasing the fish down, that's kind of getting phased out a little bit. But, you know, like I said, there's a lot of situations where, you know, you may put a backup rod out, you know, you get low on line, or, you know, I've even seen cases where we get like an under wrap, you know, and you got a problem with an under wrap and you manage to get the backup rod and get it out just to keep it from breaking off on an under wrap. So there's some different situations where you might use one. But, you know, for the most part, I would say, you know, maybe use one 6 times a year, whereas back in the day you'd use one 6 times in one anchor job, you know, you'd throw it out all the time. Plus we used lighter line back then, you know, in the early 90s, mid 90s, guys fished a lot of 60 and 80 pound test down there at the island.
Hard
you
to
know.
Believe, isn't it?
It really is, you know, and now light line's considered 100 pound test down there. So just everything's changed, you know, so we really don't use them as much, I would say.
Good answer.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour coming your way. Plus, we're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need.
They offer half-day and three-quarter day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all inclusive and offer old-world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
XERS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, right.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing. Are you aware that Fisherman's Landing has the finest charter boat fleet on the West Coast? We have charter boats from 50 to 85 feet in length and can accommodate charter groups from 8 to over 50 passengers. If you are planning to book a charter this year, I wouldn't wait too long. With the outstanding fishing that we've had the past two seasons, prime fishing dates for 2016 are already disappearing. If you have never booked a charter before, all you have to do is contact a few fishing buddies, pick a date, and call the landing. Our office crew will make booking your charter a breeze. If your group is from 8 to 14 anglers, the Bluefin, Pacific Quest, or Maximus would be perfect. If you have 15 to 35 fishermen, check out the Pacific Dawn, Fortune, Commander, Islander, or the Pegasus. You can also charter our open party boats, Dolphin, Prowler, Condor, and Pacific Queen. Don't allow your prime fishing date to slip away. Charter one of Fisherman's Landing's premier boats for a spring yellowtail trip or a summer or fall offshore tuna trip. You will be happy you did. You can find us at www.fishermanslanding.com or call us at 619-221-8500 to book your fishing charter.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellowtail are starting to bite and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month, the best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.